This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, we're going to get to George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now. Pitt with a big win last night. Every win is big for them. And man, did that look ugly at the start. Wow. But they came back and they're still in it. How realistic is it that they'll get to the dance? Let's talk to George about that in a minute. First, the last item from what has rapidly become an 8-pack limits, please. Thank you. Ben on his podcast Footballin'. He's referenced this before, this alleged and I would say mythical Steeler way, and how they've strayed so far from that in many ways, he thinks. But he actually gave a specific example of things that he saw late in his career that really didn't sit well, and this seemed to be up there.
There was a trend that kind of my last couple of years of playing that kind of came into the league that I can't remember when it could have been 5-6 years and as I was ending, but the trend got progressively worse, but where guys would come in at halftime and go right to their locker and grab their phones and be looking at social media, looking at things like that. And it's like, and as soon as the game was over, first thing he did is went to the locker to check things. Not everybody, but it got progressively more and more. And when I remember coming in at halftime, you know, you see the linemen are all sitting together. Like, you know, the offense and defense on opposite sides. The linemen kind of had their spots. The running backs had their spots. The tight ends, obviously positions, all had their spots within like a section of the locker room. But yet it was a spot that, you know, like the coaches, the individual coaches would go talk to their position guys. And then the OC usually would come talk, kind of like, okay, this is what we talked about. Let y'all do your talking first. Then the coach would come do it. Then the OC would talk. And then maybe Coach T would say something to the whole group. That's kind of typically how it would go. And it would drive you nuts when all the linemen would always be together. You never saw those guys on phones. But you'd see other guys, instead of being with their group, they were in their locker looking at their phone. And it's like, unless you're looking at film or looking at like a play call sheet or something like that, which you knew they weren't, but it ended up getting worse and worse. And I just think that to me, that would always drive me nuts.
Gee, I wonder who he was talking about. I just can't imagine. I'll give you 25 guesses here. That's ridiculous. Are coaches allowed? They have to be, right? It's a workplace. So they can make their own work rules. How is there not a rule that you don't touch your... After the game, I don't give a crap. You want to go to your phone after the game? Go ahead. At halftime?
That's unreal.
How is there not a rule for that?
There should be like a social media policy. Even if it's like, I don't know, 20 minutes before the game, or even like a cooling off period, 10 minutes until you're, you know, after the game, whatever. But during halftime, just... That's just flabbergasting to me.
I'm having them drop their phones in a bucket on the way into the stadium. It's a blanking game day. Are you kidding me?
Like they're walking into a classroom and you have to put your phone in like the pouch at the front of the class?
Absolutely. Or the a ride at Kennywood. Here, put your phone in the pouch. I'm not kidding. I mean, that actually sickens me.
Well,
that guys would do that at halftime.
And the crazy thing about that proposition is, I mean, we're talking about professionals, you know.
Allegedly, yeah.
We're not talking about like high school students or grade school kids or anything like that. Like,
I mean, that is just ridiculous. So on that front, I'm with Ben there, and I don't think that's old men yelling at clouds at all. It's a work day. You work your whole life to play. I don't know. You might get 100 of them in your career. A lot of guys might get 10 of them. A lot of guys might only get 50. You work 365 days for 17 game days, and you can't put your damn phone away until after the game. That's a joke. All right. What were you going to say?
What I was going to say, sorry, is that it's kind of sad, and it's just reminiscent of, at least for me, like what people my age and my generation, it's kind of like, because it seems like you're so, I don't know what the correct word is, but so drawn to like your phone and the outside like noise,
right?
Because it's kind of all you know. Like Ben didn't grow up with social media with everything that came with it as well.
Yeah, well, they need to just have a rule and need to be taught. Like, we've reached the point in my house, well, I'll be one room over from my daughter, and the best way to communicate is by text. Like, I can see her, but nights she doesn't want to be spoken to. It's just like, all right, hey, what time are we leaving tomorrow? I'll text her that from the next room. Okay, I guess that's part of it these days. But if I ever saw her pull out her phone in the middle of a volleyball match or something like that, I would take her home.
Like Rodolfo Castro's phone falling out of his pocket, sliding into yes. Third base.
Hey, listen, it's one thing to have your phone on you. It's another to be on it. You know, like that was ridiculous. But it wasn't like he was dialing somebody up on second base, calling Andrew Destin to break a story to Destiny's Child.
I'll be old man yelling at Cloud for a second here, Joe, before we get to George. People that insist on we have to text to talk instead of like face-to-face conversations or anything like that, or a FaceTime would work better. No. And I mean, maybe I sound
but
like
you don't
I'm,
have kids yet.
Maybe wait, I sound like I'm kids. Older.
But I know.
I would much rather have conversations with people face-to-face,
so
in person. It means something.
But at some point, you realize that maybe the best way to get through to this person is by... If it were up to me, I should have not given her a phone till she was 16. Well, she is 16, which would have been horrifying because everyone else had one. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good to wait till she was like, was it 11 or 12? I thought that was pretty late these days.
I received my first phone at 15, or when I was in the fifth grade. Because, you know, you're going to middle school, your parents want to make sure everything's good getting off the bus.
Right.
I had a slide-out phone with a text keyboard on it before, like, the iPhone was, like, a prevalent thing.
Yeah. Well, these are the times we live in limits, but it shouldn't be happening at halftime. George Michalowski, Pittsburgh Sports Now. Hello, George. I start with the same question every week. Is Pitt going to make the NCAA tournament?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on. I do not think they're going to make the NCAA tournament. I think they have 5 games left. They have to, if they want a slim chance, they're going to have to win out, which means win at Louisville, who's lost once in 2 months. If they don't win that game, they'll be 1-9 in quad one games. I don't think that's going to get you in the tournament.
So they, well, obviously the other way to win it is to win the ACC tournament, correct?
Right. Correct.
Well, that doesn't bode well, limits, does it? Do you have a question for George?
No, and my main question for you, George, and it's something that Jerry DePaula of the Trib poised earlier this week, too, is just the lack of size for the Panthers. I know they were able to break this going on a 2-game winning streak. I feel like that's been a huge common denominator, George, as to why they haven't been able to put together consistent success, just a lack of size and physicality down low.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, they've gotten bullied in some of these losses, and I don't think it's the main issue with the team. I would say that, and I've said this throughout the year, that a lack of a real volume 3-point threat is really plaguing them. But now you saw last night, Ish Leggett, Zach Austin each had 3 threes. I think they're figuring out how to move the ball better around the perimeter. But I agree with you. They don't really have a dominant inside force. I do think Cam Corin has been a lot better at times throughout this year than people like to say, at least online, but I would agree with that. I mean, the last game against Syracuse, that first game, they won, so I'm not going to critique it too much, but Eddie Lampkin had 23 rebounds. I mean, that wasn't happening regardless of the big to any of the old Pitt teams of 15, 20 years ago. So I think the size is definitely something that the physicality is something that they've been trying to improve upon. I think it is something you can improve on with gang rebounding, they call it. Zach Austin had 4 last night. I saw Ish had 7. So they've got to get around it. I think it's possible. I think with this group, I thought it was possible all year and likely that they would make the tournament with this group of personnel. But they went on that ice-cold streak, and they're not getting the job done.
Lastly, George, and you can read George's stuff at Pittsburgh Sports Now, does a great job covering Pitt hoops. Are you saying if they do win out, and let's be honest, I mean, Louisville would be an upset, but to win the other games wouldn't exactly be the miracle on ice. I mean, it's possible this could happen. If they do win out in the regular season, are they a cinch to make the tournament or no?
No, I think I still think they're going to be a bubble team at that point. I think you go 21-10, 12-8 in the ACC. I mean, if you told me that before the season, I'd say, all right, that's probably a bubble team. I thought this team would lose single-digit games. I think it's going to come down to winning that game against Louisville, getting the job done against these other 4 teams, which is no easy task, and then winning a couple games in the tournament. I still think in the ACC tournament, I still think they're a bubble team. Now, before I leave, guys, I do want to call out the team that I believe has a better shot at winning their conference tournament, and that's Robert Morris.
Yes, sir. How about
Robert
them?
Robert Morris, 20-8 right now, 12-5. They might win the Horizon League tournament. They've got a really good team, and Andy Toole's done a great job. So I wanted to get them in there, too.
Well, that's a great point. Andy Toole was on with the PM guys yesterday in the midst of this Mike DeFabo, Andrew Filippone media feud. Did you hear about this, George?
I did not. Let's hear it.
I can't get into all the details. Suffice to say that they, according to one side, they've made up and everything's been smoothed over, which I'm sure you're okay. Glad to hear.
I am. I'm glad to hear that.
Have you ever been in a media feud? Would you like to get in one? How about you and Limits in a media feud? Any interest?
Me and Limits may have been in a feud when we were booking hotels down in Greensboro a few years ago.
Yes.
But that's probably it.
You don't strike me as the kind of man who gets in many feuds. Is that true?
I would agree with that.
Very laid back. Kind of like our guy T-Bird. That's what you strike me as.
George, I think our biggest feud was with the parking attendants and not knowing where to go around D.C.
Yeah, yeah. It's never me against you. It's us against them, Austin.
Thank you, George.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
What a wonderful man he is, Limits, huh? Now Limits is...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talking to him.
I was speaking telling you of, goodbye. Good man.
By the way, Pitt plays at Notre Dame next game. Could you do me a favor for later in the show and find Micah Shrewsbury losing his mind? I want to play that rant.
The same Micah Shrewsbury that left Penn State basketball after winning two games in the NCAA tournament, or at least a game.
I want to hear that rant a little later if you would indulge me. It's 10:59. Time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's time for the General. You listen to this show, Pomp and Joe, every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. General, my guess this week is the Tkachuk brothers are your cards of the week. Limits, how about you?
I fully agree. I was going to go with Matthew Tkachuk specifically.
What do you got?
Gentlemen, good morning. Appreciate you having me today. We're going to go with the Tkachuk brothers, but that's going to be our secondary cards just because of value. We got something else special. I got a 2-for-1. Actually, it's a 4-for-1 because this card is one of the best cards we've given away in a while. It's a rookie showdown, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin. Ovi's coming into town on Saturday. Big game 7 tomorrow featuring Sid and the Tkachuk brothers. So we're giving away 4 cards this week. The big one is a Crosby-Ovechkin rookie showdown. And then we'll throw in one of each of the Tkachuk brothers also.
Holy horse milk. That's an unbelievable one. Where do you find yourself, General, going into the game tomorrow? Rooting for Sid or the U.S.?
Always root for the U.S., but I could find a spot in my heart. This is how I convinced myself. It's what I did when he scored the gold medal game-winning goal.
Yeah.
If the U.S. is going to lose, it's got to be to Sid.
I have a question for you, General, unrelated to all of that, and that is we talked a lot last year, and I think the same is true this year, I might add, that women's college basketball had become more interesting and sort of center stage than the men's game, where names were more recognizable. And now we're seeing some of the fruits of their labor here with Caitlin Clark. Here's a headline. Caitlin Clark powering 700% increase in WNBA trading card prices, leaving NBA cards in the dust. They're saying for the first time ever, WNBA cards are more valuable than NBA cards. Is that true? What do you make of these headlines?
Like everything else in life, there's some truth to that. I'm focusing on the good part. 100% Caitlin Clark changed the game. However, there is a little bit of, like, you know how when you analyze statistics and somebody went 3-for-3 and they're hitting 1,000?
Yeah.
So the context is there. Like, NBA is like a massive market, and it is on the decline a little. I don't know if with Luka changing teams, not having a great year, who's the new face of the league. And numerically, think about it. You introduced half of the world's population who wasn't really interested. Now, girls come in all the time. And I will tell you this. This is how you know how big she is. They've now integrated her into some of the men's products.
That is awesome.
Panini came out with a draft picks product recently, and they're... She's on the front of the box, and they commingled men and women together, which is a very intriguing thing and also tells you how big she is. It's unbelievable.
One of her cards, a Panini Select WNBA gold vinyl card, sold at auction for $235,000.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
New market.
Yeah.
To me, that's the one place where it's hard to negotiate, like how big it is when you're coming, and I don't mean this, I mean this with all respect, when you come, there wasn't a market. I was going to say you came from nothing, but there wasn't a market and now there is. So it's harder to evaluate from no market to is a market from existing, like it's easier to measure the Pirates versus the Pirates than if there was an expansion team.
Well,
and it's huge, however, I will tell you that.
I love it, man. And if you can find me a Caitlin Clark card, I would be much indebted to you, General. I love the Indiana Fever.
I will have a Caitlin Clark on the Ernie DiGregorio stack when you stop by in March.
I can't wait, and I'm going to the Fever's. What?
Speaking of stopping by Baseball Card Castle, there aren't many tickets left for that 15th anniversary bash. I got a few left here.
I was just going to mention that people can stop in and go up to the
counter. They better make it the next day or so.
All right. Go up to the counter at Baseball Card Castle, limited supply, and you can find some tickets to the Fanniversary, which is February 26th at Rivers Casino.
Next Wednesday night.
Thank you, General. I'm going to the Fever's opener against the Chicago Sky. I don't know when it is. Oh, I think nice. In May, making a road trip. I'm going to play golf and go watch my favorite team.
Nice. I'll have you, Caitlin Clark.
Thank you, sir.
You guys have a good week. Thanks.
What a man he is. Huh, Limits?
He's a great man. What a great castle that he truly does have. The castle is a good word to put it.
Is there any way you can come out there with me? Can we find somebody else to produce from back here that day? Would Donnie Football do you a favor that day?
To go to the Indiana Fever game or to
no,
go
to,
to
go
the
go
Card
to the
Castle?
Card Castle. Oh. Although I'd love it if you went to the Fever game with me.
I was hoping that that's what you were inviting me to. But no, I'd like to go to the Card Castle too. Yeah, love going up there.
Yeah, why don't we?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.